Hi, Kroh, Reisha Bekoin Godel, Vesaifa Bekoin Hedgit, like what's going on here? Rashi de Siv, Amona Grushalei Kochu, Kiyim Besula. The Reisha the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Godel. It says in Amona, Vulesel Bekoin Godel. So the beginning of this Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Godel. Vesaifa, the end of this Pasuk, Bekoin Hedgit, said Rashi, Tekoma Besulais Mizera Beis Yisrael, Vyamona Shati Amona Mikoin Yikochu. It says that he could marry an Amona. Sevech was talking about a regular Kain, a Kain Hedyut, that could marry an Amona, just he can't marry the other Psulim. So it's a little Bakasha, the same Postik, to the beginning is talking about a Kain Godol, and the end is talking about a Kain Hedyut. So he answers back, Amalei in, yes, it's possible. We could have Sukkim like that. Tichsev, I'll show you a Postik, another Postik like that. There's a Postik that says, V'nera Lakim Terem Yichbe, before the Nera Hashem went out, Ushmul Sheikha Beichel Hashem, and Shmuel was sleeping in the Hechel of Hashem. So the question is like this. V'haloi ein yeshiva bi'azara. We know you're not allowed to sleep, sit in the Azara. Elo l'malchus v'ezdovu b'vad. Only for the malchus v'ezdovu can sit in the Azara. So I could say in the Pasuk here, he was shaykhah v'hechel Hashem. Elo, what it meant like this was, Nero l'kim terech yichma v'hechel Hashem. That the Nero of Hashem, before it went out in the Hechel. O Shmuel shaykhah b'mkaymai. And Shmuel was sleeping someplace else. And we had the Gemara before. Before Eli died, Shmuel already was Shmuel Hanavi, was a Cheshivas of Shmuel. And before Hashem takes away one Tzaddik, we have the next Tzaddik here. So here's the Pasuk saying, before Hashem took away the Ner, before it took away Eli, O Shmuel Shachav. See, we know the way you read the Pasuk, it says, O Shmuel Shachav Heichel Hashem. And that can't be, because you can't sleep in the Heichel of Hashem. So we have to change around the Pasuk to say, that Heichel Hashem goes on the words before, of an Ner Lakim Terem Yichbeh. Oh, Shmuel Shaykhav is going on a thing by itself. So you see, the same pasuk we like to divide up, take out parts here and parts there. That's not such a bikasha to divide up the psukim like this. All right.
This tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha, Zeche, Nishmas the father, Rabbi Victor, Ben Reb Chaim Avrom, Oliver Shalom. The limud of this tape should be a schus and ilu for the neshama. All right, turn over.
Yeah. So it's possible mashma ha almona shetia almona mikoyin yikochu, that a kohen can marry, a regular kohen can marry an almona, but mashma only an almona from a kohen. For the Gemara mikoyinim Yisrael loy. Let's say Yisrael died and his almona, you want to tell me a kohen can't marry the almona? Why not? So more tzachu come. This is what the pasuk means to say. Mikoyin yikochu, from a kohen you should take it. Mishar kahanim, mishar kahanim yikochu. Trash the frusha yasa. To be kind headed, kavocha karma. For almona sheti almona filo mi Yisrael. Mishar kahanim means that's not a kind gadol. That's what the pasuk means to say. It means only a kind headed can marry an almona and not a kind gadol. Reb Yudu Aimer, min hamasiyin lakuna yikochu. You could only marry somebody, an almona of a person that was able to marry a kohen. Therefore, she didn't become a psula. But if somebody can't marry a kohen, so she became psula, you should marry her. We have Yudel time at Yoma, basker zocher kabas chal zocher. So therefore what? That kol shah tenoise biti at tenoise amonosoi. Anytime you're allowed to marry the daughter, she's not a chalala, you can marry the mother. But the kol shah tenoise biti, anytime you can't marry the daughter. Whenever the daughter becomes psula, you should know you're not allowed to marry the almona either. Serious, that's what he meant to say. That if this isha became an almona from a man that couldn't get married to a kohen, to kuna, so therefore she became a halala. Therefore, the kohen can't marry her either. The stak is saying halachas. From which almona could a kohen marry? Only if she's an almona from a kosher Jew that a kohen could have married them. But if not, she became a halala, so a kohen can't marry this almona. Rabbi Yosi says, Av ger shenosa giyaris, he holds still what? She's the mutlakuna. Vitra is mutlakuna. Even a ger that got married to a giyaris is ksheir lakuna. There's no psul. Why not? Omer Rav Hamnuna mishmei dula. Halachik Rabbi Yosi, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Yosi. Like we dashed before, that Rabbi Yosi said, Misha nizra b'Yisrael, as long as now when this kid is born, the parents are already Jews. In other words, they were both Geyuris already from before. So even though they're both parents like Geyuris, still the kid is Kosh Lakuna. That's what the Yossi holds. So Mar says, Aram Nuna Meshmed Ula, Halacha Kreb Yossi. Shino Itak Apasman Kreb Yossi. Vechein Amar Rama Bar Bachona, Halacha Kreb Yossi. O Miyoyim Shechor Beis Midrash, from the day the Beis Midrash was Chorav. Nogu Akahanim Zilsu Beyatzman. The Kahanim were knowing a special Chumra by themselves. They were Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov. They were knowing by themselves, Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov, that not to marry the daughter of a Ger and a Geyeris. And Omer of Nachman, Omer Lehuna, Huna told him like this, Bo Limlach, if a Kohen asks you, can I marry the daughter of a Geyeris and a Ger? Marim like Kreb Lezer Ben Yaakov, we tell you no. If you ask the question, we'll tell you, don't marry the daughter of the Gerim. But Nosot, let's say a Kohen didn't ask any questions, and he got married to this daughter of Gerim, the locher is ain't Matsi Nice Mimenu. Why Kreb Yaisi? Because Mikirat didn't we pass on like Kreb Yaisi? That a Ger should not say Geyeris, the Bita is Kosh Lakuna. It's only a Chumra, the Kohen will know with a Chila, not to marry such a daughter. So the Chila don't, but if you did, it's ain't Matsi, we'll let them stay together. So to Mishnah. Ha'im, if a father says, B'ni zeh mamzer, I know this kid of mine is a mamzer. In other words, I know that the lady here lived with another man. I know my wife lived with another man. So the kid's a mamzer. His ain't a nem, we don't believe the father. Even if she also agrees to it, even if the mother agrees that it was a different man she became pregnant from. Even if she says that the kid of my stomach is a mamzer, ain't a nemonim. We don't believe them until we have two aidim. If you have you the way I'm in the morning, Rizah says, no, we do believe them. Torah says, my v'afilu shneim, what's the chiddush even both of them agree? That loy mi boy come, not only this, even this. Loy mi boy iyu, not only the husband. The loy kim le, he's not for sure who she became pregnant from. El afilu ihi, even if she, the mother, says that I became pregnant from another man, so the kid's a mamzer, the kim lo, that she knows for sure who she became pregnant from, still lem hem, that we don't believe her. She's only in a dechod here, we don't believe her. Fuloi mi boy heichod yisle chazak of the kashrus. Not only when we named on up until now this kid was kosher, fuloi mehem, that we don't believe her anymore, like in the Reish it says, if he says b'ni zeh, that means up until now we said the kid was kosher. Now you want to say it's possible, we don't believe you. Ela afilu uber, even if the question is now when the mother's saying the baby in my stomach now. Nami the less lecheskas the kash, chazak of the kashrus. The kid was never kosher yet. Still lem hem them. Still, we don't believe the mother, since she's only an Eidechad. We don't believe with the pass of the kid. We need to wait in the pass of the kid. We have you, the women, among them. Yes, we believe. Why we believe the father? Why? Can a tiny learn like this? The Pasuk says, Yaki, Yaki, Renu. The father has the right to recognize his son. Le'acherim to other people. It means he could tell us things about his son. What does that mean? Mikarnam Rabbi Yehuda. That Neman Adam Le'ma, father is Neman to say, Zeb Bani Bechor. This is my son, the Bechor. The same with the father's name to say this kid is a bechor. The father's also name to say that my kid is a ben grusha ben chalutza. He's neman even to say paslus upon his own son. It's a special nemanus the Torah gave upon a father over his own son. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah we believe the father. However, the Chachamim say, "Ainoi nema." No, we don't believe the father. Oh, Malay Rab Nachum Rab Yitzchak Lerova Mishnah Rab Yehuda and the Chsev Yakir. But Rab Yehuda is very good. The Torah says Yakir, a special pasuk that the father is believed to recognize his son. He could tell us halachas about his son. Elul the Rabbanim, according to the Rabbanim, you're telling me now the father has no new nemanis. So Yakir Lamuli, what's the pshat of Yakir? The Gemara says Vesarcha Kerim. It means Poshet, if we don't know which son is the Bechor, he has a right to notify us, tell us which one is the Bechor. That's all. Not to say Sulam upon his kin, just to tell us which one is the Bechor. For the Gemara Pshita, of course. For the Gemara Lamayhikosa, for what purpose? If you want to say Losas Lepishnayim, then he's never to say he's the Bechor. He'll get two portions of my Yerusha. For the Gemara Pshita, of course the father is believed. He has a Migul. Lomalikro, what do I need a pasuk for? Migul. I have a svara to believe the father. Because if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. The boy made matana. If the father wants to give the son a present. So if he wanted to lie, he could give the son a present. So what does he have to lie for? So therefore, the father says, this is my son, to give him pishnayim, of course he's neman. Samara says, we're talking about the nechasim, shenosul yachem ikan. The nechasim that come to him first later. Well, Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir Shita, the Odom, Odom Maklu Dom Shlobal Yerlam Yakel Omli, for the Gemara, so the Havaminer is, Nechosim Nakami to the father later. So right now, the father doesn't own it, so the father doesn't have a Migu to give it to him for a present, because the father doesn't have it yet. So therefore, we need a new Pasuk Yakir, still the father's name to say, this son is a Bechor, and he'll get two portions of even property that I'm first going to get next week. The Gemara says, though, but the Rameya, according to Rameya Shita, the Yoma that says, oh, the Makta, the Abashalabal Yerlam, you could be Makta now something that you're first going to get later on. So if so, again, Yakulamli, what do I need the Pasuk Yakir for? I have a Migu. If the father wanted to, he could have given it away for a present to his son right now, even though he doesn't have the property yet. He's first going to get the property later on, but there's a svarafun, matnadav shlobal yerlam. Since you know, like for sure, you're going to get it later, you can give it away right now. So again, what do we need a pasuk yakir? To believe the father, pshita we should believe the father, because he has a migu. So Gemara says, kishenof lulah kishu geisis. We're talking about a case where the father's first going to get his property right before he dies. He's a geisis. And the pshat is at that time when he's a geisis, he can't be makni, he can't give away, he's not a bardas anymore. He can't give it away for present. So therefore, a svar of a migu you don't have. Now the father says, this kid is my bechor, he deserves to get two portions. So he's saying, for sure believe him. Because there's a migu, he could have said, he could have given it to him for present. No, we're talking about property the father's first going to get later on when he's a geisis. That property, when he gets it, he won't be able to give it away to his son. So we don't have the new svar of a migu. So how do I know the father's belief to say, this is my Bechor, that's this Pasuk of Yakir, we believe the father. The father's name to say, this is the son. From the Gehat Hilchas Bechor. So the Mishnah. Mi shenosin reshus l'shluchai lekadish esbitai. The father gives permission for a shliach to marry off his daughter. For holachu v'kitchen, then the father himself went also to marry off his daughter. So there are two people now going to marry off his daughter, so it depends. Im shalai kadmo kadusha kadushin. If what the father marries off happens first, that kedushin is chal. V'yim shal shluchai kadmo kedushin kedushin. But if the shliach married her off first, then that kedushin is chal first. V'yimeni yedei, let's say we do not know which one came first.